Well, you're stuck with me. It's wonderful to be with all of you. What a full church we have this morning, too. It's beautiful. And I think everybody is getting that, what we call in our culture, I guess, the Christmas spirit. And we see decorations in people's houses as we're driving down the street. I'm always amazed at this one down here in Mineral Point Road. It's just full of decorations. And, of course, when all this Antifa and stuff struck, I think it was last, not this Halloween, but the one Halloween before that, I said, are those decorations going to make it? And lo and behold, somebody went through and just mutilated all their beautiful decorations. Anyway, the point is that we're in rows this Sunday. Thank you, Christina and Brian McMichin, who maybe are watching on live stream because they moved from here to Lincoln, Nebraska. They gifted me this particular vestment, and I'm very grateful to them for that. But we wear this at this kind of midpoint, okay? We're heading toward the coming with Christ. I thought about that too, because there's a lot of hubbub going around about this Christmas star that's coming. You know, you're free to make something of it or nothing of it, but I find it interesting. And God has used the constellations in the past. Of course, we know the star that the wise men followed to find our baby Jesus. But I find it interesting at the day that it lands on. So it's on December 21st. It's supposed to be, I think it's when Saturn and Jupiter get together, so it's going to form this bright star in the sky. And but that happens to be the winter solstice. And that's the darkest or the longest day of the year. And of course, we know from that point on, it starts getting brighter. And so it's led me to think of the old adage, it's always darkest before the dawn. And, you know, that could be applied to what we're celebrating today. You know, we're heading toward the light of Christ, right? And as we head toward that light, the darkness that we may be feeling, and I think a lot of us are especially prone in this very difficult 2020 that we're in right now, is to throw ourselves into that darkness of despair and sadness and just plain old giving up. We've got some challenging news this week that we were hopeful that the Supreme Court would take up a decision. And listen again, I don't want to sit and debate anybody about politics. What we've been praying for is the light of truth. We're not afraid of the truth, okay? The other side is. But we just want everything to come out into the open, and so we can live in the light of truth. And so we've been praying for that. In fact, yesterday a bunch of people gathered downtown. I have Brother Boltoff visiting me. He's here with us today. And him and I went down because we wanted to be a part of that cool parade that was an hour before the Jericho March. Patriotic parade. They were calling it a holiday parade and everything. But, of course, I knew it wasn't going to be floats. It was going to be trucks with flags. And it was. And we got down there, and the police were blocking the road around the square and around the Capitol. And I'm going, I wonder why? You know, it's First Amendment right. Let them have their parade. So finally, and Brother Boltoff can back this up, I pulled the car over and I walked up to one of the police cars. Of course, I had my collar on. And I said, what's up? You know, I mean, it's a patriotic parade. I mean, why are you blocking this? He says they got word that Antifa was ready to attack, and they even talked about guns. And so we just shut her all down to avoid all that. And I thought to myself, okay, I'm grateful for your protection in that. But again, the bullies win. You know, they can threaten and they can just shut us down. And we went through a whole summer of our streets on fire and looting and family businesses. And we've got, right now as we speak, downtown, it's all boarded up with graffiti all over the place. Statues. One of my favorite statues, I don't know the history behind it, but it's the one right out in front of the square, because that's where we always meet to do our prayer campaigns. That's gone. And, you know, they just get to do all this. But a bunch of people want to just drive around the square and be supportive to themselves and to patriotism in general. They're not allowed to do that. So it was disheartening. And I was walking away from that with Brother Boltoff, and my feet went out from under me. And that's why I have Father Kuhn cover my second two masses this morning, because I ache all over today. In fact, I just made that motion, and this wrist is really bothering me. I have to watch that I don't put too much pressure on it. But I'm fine otherwise. But anyway, so we didn't end up going to the Jericho March, but I saw pictures, and there was a bunch of people out there. But what are we hoping for, okay? I mean, it just seems dark. It seems like, you know, if you're not careful, we could give up. We could, you know, push our chips in and just say it's over. And I've actually seen people who have done that. I'm not one of those people. I pray you're not one of those people either. We never give up. We never give up. Things always seem darkest before the dawn. In fact, we had Father Ripperger on, and he said, you know, that's actually how it goes with cases that he has with people who are possessed, is that it seems like this person is completely, there's nothing that you can do, and the demon is kind of claiming this, and arrogant, and it's all over. You know, the demon would make you think. And then he says that's just before liberation occurs. He says he's seen it all time and time again. That just when it seems like it's at its worst moment, that's usually a sign that liberation is just about to happen. So I'd like us all to have that kind of trust and hope in God. I don't know if there's anything, if God's up to something with this Christmas star on the winter solstice, at the darkest day just before the dawn of days growing lighter. I don't know if God's up to something, but it makes us think, I pray it makes you think, it's making me think, and making us remember that throughout salvation history, this has occurred. You know, I think we just celebrated Our Lady of Guadalupe, and of course my deal is the Battle of Lepanto and the Holy League. And the Turks were coming, this is it. You're done. Christianity's got so weak, so vulnerable, so easy to attack. We're coming in and we're just going to, they call it the deal the last blow, right? The coup de grace, the kill punch. That's what was happening. And what did Pope Pius V do? He gathered the remnant forces. He got Don John of Austria to gather the remnant forces. But on the lead ship, they put the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And I was rereading that history, and a particular article I came across said that's what they've been doing throughout all of Christian history, with all of these times in which it seemed dire and we were about to get the final punch. What did they do? They were inspired to raise an image of Our Lady and either process or lead it into battle. And you know what happened? Things turned around. See, it seemed dark before the dawn. So here we are right now. We're 2 weeks away. Our Lady in our history is about to give birth to a child that is going to save the world. You let all that sink in. That hurts doing that. Let all that sink in. You know, carry that hope in your heart. Let the Christ child who's about to be born into the world be born into your heart too. Be a part of the children of light, not the children of darkness, who give up hope, who even collude and conspire with people who are opposed to the Holy Spirit. No, we can't go there. We're children of light. So Christ is born into the world, but into my heart. And I got to bring that light, truth for sure, But that joy, that I can't despair. I can't give up on God. I can't go to the place where I believe, because the bullies are winning right now, okay? Where I believe that the devil is more powerful than God. I can't go there. We, hurts, can't go there. That's what Gaudete Sunday is all about. Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Don't despair in the Lord. Just rejoice in the Lord. So, the decorations, the children getting all excited, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the gathering of the children of light, all of this fills our heart and helps us to say, I rejoice in the Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.